the program if the funds are there. So that's what we're seeking to do. We understand all the issues that have taken place today. We have tried to, as much as possible, to be a part of those conversations and make sure they're productive. But there are certain things that I think are small, like the criminal background check issue, where it just becomes an issue of who pays for it that blows up the whole conversation. So I just would like to have those things on record as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tamara Raspberry, Service Employees International Union, and my comments were also quite similar to Javon's. But I wanted to also bring up something that was referred to in the committee's report and also in the LAO's recommendation that, and refers to my later comments, that time, that tasks only be performed as assigned. And we strongly disagree with that recommendation from the LAO because of what Deborah Doctor mentioned earlier, the a rigid time task guideline does not provide the best care for a recipient of IHSS. This is a conditions needs-based program, and depending on the client's needs for the day, then the tasks should be adapted to meet those needs, and you shouldn't be in danger of committing fraud by taking a little time off of bed making in order to do food prep. Also, it was mentioned earlier about the provider enrollment forms. This is a process that there hasn't been as much sunshine on developing these forms as we've experienced with the department on the time for task guidelines and the whole quality assurance process. And I think it would really benefit a new provider enrollment form to have some legislative oversight on this. I mean, we're talking that providers may have to claim under perjury of penalty that they understand everything that they've just filled out. And when you're putting that type of burden on someone, then I think there should be a lot of scrutiny made on that form. So we would appreciate some legislative oversight on developing the provider enrollment form. We had some meetings last year, but we haven't heard any developments lately on it. And also regarding fraud, I wish also Senator Maldonado was still here. But as Javon said earlier, SEIU has sponsored a background check bill. We actually had that bill every year, and it was finally signed into law in 2007 under Senator Mark Ridley Thomas. Background checks, fingerprinting is not a program that SEIU opposes. We actually strongly support background checks and fingerprinting. These are our workers, these are our members, and we want to weed out the bad characters also. But as Javon stated, having someone who makes $9 an hour pays for a $70 background check in order to have employment is not a fair trade, especially when you have school employees and childcare workers whose background checks are paid for by the state. When I worked for the San Francisco School District, I had to have a background check, life scan, and it was paid for by the school district. And I think the state should consider that also. Well, actually, it is in law right now under SB 868, but the legislature should reject any efforts to undo that. And SEIU, like I said, we've always spoke out against fraud in our own program, and we have a bill this year that will address that, and obviously we'll get to your committee. It started in the Assembly, so it's Assemblymember Lowenthal's bill on fraud. And we are looking at actually finding out what is the big picture of fraud here, where is fraud being committed, what's the caseload like. What Frank Mecca stated earlier is that the number of cases in the Sacramento County grand jury's report, we don't really know what the picture is. How much are we dealing with? And when you have headlines that gets everyone anxious and worried that a $4 billion program just has so much fraud that there's no way it could be productive, we want to know, well, what are the numbers, how much fraud is being committed? When the DAs take these cases, how much is being recovered from the program? As Philip Browning said, I mean, a $2 million fraud prosecution, and as unfortunate as that is, but looking at the overall $2 billion program, I mean, that still shows this is an efficient program. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Hello, my name is Donna Kalaim. I'm executive director of the San Francisco IHSS Public Authority. I've been there for 13 years, and I helped establish the public authority, so I feel like I have a very good sense of the history of the development of the program and what it's contributed and so on. Just quickly wanted to say, especially with the remarks about criminal background check and training, I'm very much a supporter, and the central concept around IHSS is consumer choice and control. I consider, and I think a number of us do in the program, mandating either criminal background check or training, no matter who pays for it, is responsible for it, begins to erode consumer choice. Yes, consumers in making that choice should have as much information as possible about who they're hiring and so on. But I think it's not simply a monetary issue. It's also a conceptual issue about the fundamental right of consumers to choose whoever they would like to be their worker. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, this brings to a close a very informative day for me, and I want to thank everyone who came to testify, and want to thank all the participants who were sitting in the audience today, and I particularly wanted to thank the staff of the Senate Office of Oversight and Outcomes for your work, diligent work, and we have more, after the testimonies today, more to look at. And I appreciate all of your efforts on behalf of IHSS, and I think, Mr. Consultant, are we having a report?
As of right now, I think we are.
Yes, I think so.
And Senator Leno and I spoke briefly, and he would appreciate any unsolved issues that we can summarize for him and his budget subcommittee as well.
Right.
So he's up to speed with the full day.
Okay. All right. This is not the end of the conversation. I appreciate everybody joining us here. And if we have additional meetings, we will let everybody know, and we'll share the report out of today's effort. And I think we are adjourned. And by the way, I mean, I haven't talked to my consultant about this, but I did see some folks in the interim, and I think we'd be very interested in having a similar hearing on our nursing institutions here in California, too, just to take a good look at what's going on in human services. So thank you all for joining us today.